USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden has crossed the threshold of 270 votes and officially clinched an Electoral College victory. Members of Congress are expected to certify the Electoral College vote on January 6th. Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president on January 20th.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
President Trump on Fox over the weekend. The U.S. public has started to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine Monday after it was authorized for emergency use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes before the FDA for emergency use on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
After learning Russian hackers infiltrated government servers, how does this happen? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information. You know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
Russia is denying any involvement in the hack. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Microsoft's Office 365 email may have been the conduit used by hackers. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr is stepping down. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
President Trump announced Monday that Attorney General William Barr will be leaving the administration, saying on Twitter that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become Acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker tells Fox News that Barr has performed exemplary service to his country and addressed President Trump's reported frustrations with his Attorney General.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and then the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr is an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations, but, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
Mr. Barr is the 85th United States Attorney General on the job since 2019, and he previously held the job office from 1991 to 93. With the COVID-19 vaccine starting to make its way across the United States this week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday said that the league will not use its influence to jump ahead in line with the Super Bowl less than 2 months away. We are not planning any of our personnel being vaccinated in advance of the Super Bowl, ESPN quoted Goodell as saying. Goodell spent time Sunday at Tampa, Florida, taking in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers-Minnesota Vikings game at the site of Super Bowl 55, scheduled for February 7th, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.